player's perspective, I remember, I don't know if it was you or someone approached me as far as, God, they want to interview you as far as doing the Hard Knocks thing. I had no idea. You know, I just like, yeah, fine, okay, bring them down. And, you know, we did some filming, and my kids are cracking up now because, you know, they're teenagers, and they're looking back at them running around like little rugrats. And just that whole flow and dynamic of being the first sports reality TV show,
yeah,
and to have Steve Sable, the vision, you know, to know that he wanted to get that accomplished. I you know, as far as the intrusion part of it all, because I think it's NFL films, you just knew that they were going to do it right. And you knew,
yeah.
I mean, I don't even remember the camera being there, to be perfectly honest with you. The way they go about their business, you just don't know. You're just like, oh, well, they're just NFL film guys, another guy, part of the crowd.
To that end, guys, and this is a testament to that work, even so, I mean, I heard people say that the Miami Dolphins might be the least interesting team in the NFL this year, but because of that storytelling ability,
yeah,
they made every one of those shows, even this year and every year, so compelling.
Yeah, again, that was Steve's gift. You know, there's a story to be told here. There's a story to be told about Cadre Ismail and his family. There's a story to be told with the rookie number one choice, Todd Heap, but there's also a story to be told about the young cornerback who's a rookie free agent who's a long shot to make the team. There's the story of the linebacker who hadn't played much football but was big and strong and fast, and could he learn the game fast enough to be part of the defending world champions. Stories, stories, stories. And he said the great thing with the NFL, Steve would say, is we don't know what story was going to unfold today. So what we're going to do is tell you a story today as the game unfolds. And he got us on the bench. He got us in the trenches. He got us with the dirt kicked up. He got it. You think of those great shots down the line of the offense and defense, and you see the sweat dripping from both sets of face masks and chins as you look down the line. Well, not only did he have the idea, he was the first one to shoot it. He used to shoot things himself. He put a camera on his shoulder, and he'd come up with all these ideas for different shots that, again, made the game bigger than life.
Incredible stuff. Kevin Byrne, the Ravens VP of Public and Community Relations, talking about his old friend who passed away today, Steve Sable. Kevin, thank you so much.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks for the opportunity.
No, it was really tremendous.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is a very sad day. 69 years old. I tell you, I look forward to the year in review for the Ravens, especially when they first got to town. And there wasn't the time where you could flip through your channel guide and find it.
Right.
You would have pray and hope you'd turn it on when it was there.
It's funny because I always watched the Super Bowls and all of the highlights that were of those year reviews. But when our Super Bowl and our year review came about, I'm getting emotional about it right now. And ooh, got to pause a little bit. It's cool because you flash back as a little boy and the dreams of it and to where you are now, and to be a part of it, it's kind of surreal.
It is. It's well put. When we come back, we'll get Q's take on the controversy at the end of the Buccaneers-Giants game this past Sunday. That's coming up next on Sportsline.